Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bird's usually listening to us before he comes on, right?
Probably.
All right, I'm going to throw this out there if he's listening or not, but remind me to ask him, who the hell the Revolutionary War guy was that interviewed Vargas that day? Dusty and I were talking about that in the break. We're like, whatever happened to that guy?
Yeah, Cody's got the picture. This guy, we showed Mac the picture.
The picture's amazing.
Yeah, man, that guy was in the same room when John Hancock signed the Declaration of Independence in 1775 or 6.
Yeah, who the hell was that guy? It's one of the greatest, like
I said, he flew in on the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Phone booth from Bill and Ted, then we never saw him again. He had to ask Jason Vargas one question in 2014, then fly back to wherever the hell he came from.
I mean, that guy was money, man. Like, and then gone. Like, nobody ever knew who the hell that guy was. So maybe Vern does. I want to read this to you on the air. This is from Reddit College Football. I want to get genuine reaction.
All righty.
Imagine telling Oklahoma in 2001 that their state would win an NBA championship before another college football title.
Wow.
Think about that.
Gosh.
You want to talk about a program that hasn't done diddly poo, sorry, Kurt Nelson, in 24 years. Like Oklahoma, that clock needs to be start ticking now, too.
Yes, yeah,
about them. They got to win a championship, man. You're this big, bad Oklahoma Sooners. You haven't won a championship in 24 years.
Yeah, feel like USC, Texas's feet, they get held to the fire. What about OU?
Yeah.
Step up.
They got to step it up a little bit,
they've
right?
I mean, I guess they've been good. They've had good teams.
No, they've been really
they've
good.
They've had really
yeah.
good teams. But, I mean, honestly, since Sam Bradford, it feels like they haven't had sustained success, at least.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's your job. Like, Oklahoma's
Baker.
Yeah,
no, sustained success. I mean, I felt like Sam Bradford, and before that, OU was always good. And they're, you know, sporadically a Baker year, a Jalen Hurts year.
I don't know how good they're going to be consistently with Nussbaum or whoever the coach is down there. But
and they're in the SEC.
And they're in the SEC, yeah. Like, so expectations are completely different. Like, Oklahoma football may never win a championship again in our lifetime right now.
That's wild.
But I feel like they're one of those programs that when you think of great college football programs, they're always on that list, right? So their state won an NBA championship before their next football.
Crazy.
And 2001 was the early Stoops era. That was, like, right when Bob took over, you know, a couple of years into it. And so... Yeah, it's been a long time, man.
Long time.
Hate to see it. From the 913, I also just want to say that I'm a bank manager, and our loan guy, his name is Carl. So every time we see him, we throw out the line, Carl, good to see you.
Anytime I see somebody, Carl, I do that too. Carl, nice to see you.
Uh-oh. 75 days.
Chiefs talk, baby.
75
Oh, 75 days. Now?
Yeah, well, when you said 77, I was like, wait, is that right? Because then I realized Wednesday was our last day, not Friday. So then
Set
I did the math.
For failure.
I know. That's
you want to just trade seats?
That's my bad.
Your job is to make us look good.
Or the opposite. Dusty's no longer here. I'm Mac Morey. You're listening to Mac and Fesco on 96.5
The Fan. Michael.
Text lines is static. Take it easy, 913-586-7965.
75 days till the Chiefs play football, till the NFL season really starts, right? Because that's what the NFL
says. That's right. The NFL released their important date schedule, and the first game listed is the Friday game. They totally forgot about the Thursday game. And yes, we will say that every day because
yeah.
It's funny.
It is. Who cares about the Super Bowl winning Eagles? All right. You have to, Bob, even you, you have to choose four losses on the schedule.
Okay.
What are they? For the Chiefs
well,
this year.
You losing your lunch at the first tailgate. You
potato
losing
salad.
Your car in the parking lot. You getting lost on the way home from that first game.
Man,
and then you losing your gloves in the stadium on Christmas night. Those are the four losses.
Damn.
No, come on.
Christmas night, that sucks.
You don't want to lose your gloves
no,
on Christmas
no.
night. I'm going to tie them to you so you don't lose
Thank
them.
Thank you. All right, that's only three losses. Sweet. Hey.
You lost your hat.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. Three losses. Or
last
four
game
losses.
Of the year when nobody's playing.
Yep, there you go.
That's the easy one, right?
Okay. Buffalo always gets us in the regular season when it doesn't matter.
Yep.
Maybe.
I mean, you can read right because you're almost on the same page here.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to lose to Dallas on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, okay. You go with yours, Dusty, and then we'll go from there.
Buffalo, I just went all tradition here.
Okay.
Right? So week 18, because the starters won't play.
Right.
You always lose to Buffalo in the regular season. That's their Super Bowl. They've got three rings that don't matter.
Right.
You're going to lose to Dallas on Thanksgiving. I know, Dusty, come on. They're 33-22-1 on Thanksgiving. We always hear it. Dallas always wins on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but they're playing
okay.
the Chiefs. So,
that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to find four.
Yeah, I know. It's hard.
And then the Colts, because damn it, the Colts. I don't know what it is. I get it. It's Daniel Jones. It's Anthony Richardson. I'm trying to have fun on June 23rd, people. And if I'm going to go with four losses and I'm going to be sarcastic about it, I'm just going to go with traditional style of losses. Buffalo, you always lose in the regular season. Week 18, you never win. But even though Denver blew them out last year and everybody loved it, how'd that work out in the first round for them against Buffalo?
Uh-huh.
Thanksgiving, Dallas on Thanksgiving, on the road, whatever, and then Colts, because I don't know what it is about the Colts. I don't care who their quarterback is, when they've lost to Harbaugh, they've lost to Matt Ryan, they could lose to Anthony Richardson or Daniel Jones. It just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There's something about the Colts. So if I had to pick four, those would be the four, and I take a facetious look at it because of traditional losses, but come on.
The Colts one is interesting because they always seemingly lose a game they shouldn't, right? It happens almost every – it didn't last year, well, the Super Bowl. But, like, usually you see a regular season slip up, they lose a game where they shouldn't lose. Maybe Washington I throw in there as one of those. If Washington's going to be good, maybe that's their statement win, their true coming out party here at Arrowhead or something like that. So I'll look at it that way. And then Mac losing his gloves on Christmas
night. And then me freezing in the cold.
You losing the bus. You can't find Ralph. Like,
If yours happens, Dusty, people will be panicking because if the Chiefs lose two games in a row on a short week, the sky will be falling. Colts and Thanksgiving right back to back there.
Which would give me my sort of narrative, short week, on the road.
100%.
Yeah. There's text lines coming in. They lose to Buffalo, Philly, Denver, Vegas. And the Denver loss is at Denver.
Say them again.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Philadelphia.
I disagree with that. That's a revenge game, home opener.
Coming back from Brazil.
Yeah.
Short-ish week.
No, longer week.
I mean, that's what I meant. Longer week.
Yeah.
I mean, look, man. Nobody knows anything yet. But I'm with you on that one, Bob. I don't see them losing the home opener. But then again, Detroit happened. But again, no Trish Jones, no Travis Kelce in that game as well. Very tough start to your schedule. Very tough first 9 weeks.
Yeah, I think I'll do the Bills. I think is an easy one to just choose. I think the Week 18 game, like you said,
nobody gets mad about that loss.
No, everybody like just goes, they'll probably lose that game. The Bills win it every year. It's their Super Bowl.
Well, what have they won the last 3 years in a row?
Yeah.
I remember being at I think it was two games ago when the Chiefs played the Bills at home and they lost. It ended with a Mahomes interception, if you
that
guys
was
remember.
The Kadarius Toney play. 2 years ago.
No, 2 years ago it was Kadrapius, and then
so I guess it was 3 years ago because it was at home because Kadrapius was at Buffalo.
No,
Kadrapius was here. I was there. It was here 2 years ago. Yeah. I was literally there, 35-yard line.
Yeah, no, we were absolutely at that game. Yeah.
Well, this was 3 years ago. Then it was early on in the season. It was week four or something, and I remember being sad that we lost, but also just looking at every Buffalo fan like, "See you again," because that's how you know. You're just like, "All right, we'll see you again in 2 months or whatever it is." So. I'd go Buffalo week 18. I think Vegas is a loss, and then Titans.
So here we are. I just want to say this out loud. Here we are trying to find four. Like, that's where you're at in your franchise.
Right.
Trying to find four, whereas, like, half the NFL is like, try to find me six wins.
That's right.
And you're here sitting about who's going to win and four and loss. Somebody says you can't lose at Denver. It's the week after the bye. You let me think about any of you after the bye, Mac.
Yeah.
Really good.
He's getting ready for the show, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah, he is lathering up right now.
He's Monday horny.
Oh, yeah. He came in this morning, and I saw him smiling like a Cheshire cat. He's so happy to
see that
Coastal
Carolina coach. He actually played free safety at Alabama Tech. If I was that umpire, too, I'd be backpedaling like, almost cussed. Oh, God. Vern gonna join us in about 20 minutes, but yeah, tough to find four losses for the Chiefs. I mean, again, we'll see what happens.
I don't know, Dusty. They seem pretty washed to me. I think they'll have four losses in the first four games.
God, I do and don't want that because that would make for some really fun times on the air.
We did get a text that said we could easily start out 0-2.
Well, then you got this from the 785. They lose in week 18. They lose to the Bills in the regular season. Pete Carroll gets us for one, and then the Bills in the AFC Championship game.
We don't lose to the Bills in the playoffs. I was just watching the Music City Miracle. Like, Buffalo has had horrible luck throughout their entire existence.
Yeah, just leave Buffalo alone. They're fine.
Yeah.
Did you see TJ McConnell's mom telling the cameraman to get out of here? He was bawling in her arms.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah, and they put the camera right on him. She's like, get the F out of here.
Did his dad not look like who TJ McConnell's dad should look like?
Yeah.
Like former high school coach standing there.
TJ McConnell played basketball collegiately where?
Don't know. Texas Tech.
Arizona.
Yeah, that was close. Somewhere out there.
And his sister plays in the WNBA.
No kidding.
Yeah, pretty cool. Awesome. Yeah.
Coming up on the other side, the man, the myth, the legend, the guy that does all the tough work during the baseball season, Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. He'll join us on the other side. I'm going to throw these Bobby Witt Jr. numbers at him and tell him how right he was. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Long time listener and supporter of you because you tell it like it is.
Here's our Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
That's right. He tells it like it is. Thank you very much. That's Mr. Vern. Vern, how about this, man? You know what you're talking about more than anybody else I know when it comes to baseball because you said...
Sounds like a setup.
No, it's not. You said that when they go to Texas, Bobby turns into something that we just can't describe. Bobby Witt Jr. is a 7-game hitting streak. He went on the road, and he went 9-24 with a .375 batting average. He hit 2 home runs. He has 2 RBIs, 3 doubles. Looks like the team's playing well because guess what? 7's playing well. So nice call, Mr. Vern.
Well, I mean, you're never going to go wrong banking that the best baseball player on the planet is going to play some quality baseball. So, you know, credit to Bobby Witt Jr. Nice to see, although Bobby's been a star away from Kauffman Stadium this season. He now has a 19-game hitting streak on the road. He's batting .314 away from Kauffman Stadium. And, you know, good morning, guys, but the Royals go 4-2 on this road trip. Normally that's a cause for celebration, but... As I said yesterday on the postgame show, man, I did this last week. You know, I found the silver lining of a 3-3 road trip. You lose 2 of 3 to the White Sox, but no, I wasn't happy about that. But you were coming home, and the old adage is go .500 on the road, win your series at home, and you're going to find yourself in October. So the last road trip, a 3-3 road trip, even though it started off with 2 wins in St. Louis, I found the silver linings after that road trip. And then they came home and didn't win a game against the Yankees or the A's. So, yeah, 4-2 road trip is normally cause for celebration, but I'm not the guy if you're searching for silver linings. The Royals need to start taking, home field advantage seriously. Not that they're not taking. They need to start handling their business at home. How about that, right? You've lost 6-7 straight series at home. You have the Rays and the Dodgers. Guys, 19 games to go before the All-Star break, and all but 3 of them are against really good teams. So celebrate the road trip if you want. To me, sadly, I have to look at the sample size. I have to look at the statistics and the 6 runs that we saw in 2 games in Texas and maybe the best all-around game of the season, the opener Friday in San Diego. Those are the outliers. Those are the anomalies right now. Royals go 4-4-27 with runners in scoring position this weekend against the Padres. That's the norm, right? Mm-hmm. Scoring 1 run, scoring 2 runs, that's the norm. So for as much as I want to spike a football that they took 4 of 6 on this road trip, they're 2 games below .500. They haven't earned the benefit of the doubt. They haven't earned me searching for those silver linings.
Kind of where I am with you, Vern, is the same thing. They're 2 games under .500. It's hard to say, okay, we're in this thing until you get to .500. And they got there, and then they fell back, you know, with those 2 games on Saturday and Sunday, and I think that's kind of why I feel the way that I do. I'm like, it's hard to talk about a team with playoff aspirations if you're not .500. And so now, to me, you still got to get back to .500 before we can even have whether or not what category seller or buyer you're in. Dusty used the term purgatory earlier, and that's a great term to use because you're not good and you're not bad, but you're kind of okay, and so you're kind of stuck. And so they need to get back to .500 and then go on a run and get to a point where you're like 5 over .500, right? You know?
Right, right. And, you know, purgatory is exactly where Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball, at worst, want every team in the sport. And if you look at the American League, 12 of the 15 teams are within, what, 2 games, 3 games of the final wild card spot. So everyone, at worst, outside of, you know, the White Sox and the A's, everyone finds themselves in that purgatory as we sit now coming up on 5.5 weeks until the trade deadline. And for this team to get back to .500 prior to the All-Star break, that means over these final 19, they're going 11-8.
Yeah, roughly.
Rays are outstanding. The Dodgers are the Dodgers. You have 4 in Seattle against that pitching staff, 3 in the desert against a pesky Diamondbacks team. Sure, you should beat up on the Pirates at Kauffman Stadium, but if you line up against Paul Skeens, that's obviously no picnic. And then you wrap it up with the first place Mets going into the All-Star break. So, again, Bob, to your point, it wouldn't be tough for me to turn on optimism right now and tell the Royals fans all the reasons to believe. I mean, I have, and I know you do too, we have that optimism inside of us, but we also want to be genuine when on the radio. So if I sat here and talked about, you know, just how great Vinny Pasquantino's been in the month of June, hitting .310 with more walks than strikeouts, looking like the classic, undeniable Vinny Pasquantino, I could easily sit here and talk about him and Mike Kell and what Jack Caglione's done in his first 16, 17 games in the big leagues. But everybody listening knows about the talent. They know about the potential. They know why most Royals fans still are hanging on to that optimism from everything that we saw from this team last year, what we saw from this team on Friday. I would love to deliver that optimism, but again, through 78 games, this remains the worst scoring run, the worst run scoring offense in franchise history. You know, Vinny Pasquantino, despite hitting .300 since the beginning of May, he's hitting below .200 for the season with runners in scoring position. So, again, it's baseball. There's always statistics. There's always something that that most fans can hang on to say, hey, my team's still in it, and you better still be in it when there's 84 games to play. But the big picture, the onus is on the players and now front office to improve this team for the final 84 games, because to sit here and talk about what could be, everybody listening knows what this team could be down the stretch, but we have a large enough sample size to talk about what they are, and right now what they are isn't good enough.
Vern, I'm glad you mentioned Caglione, because we saw the two-homer game, and then we saw the great catch yesterday that he robbed over in right field. You know where I was at that point. But it's
at the pool, apparently, because that's apparently all you do.
Yeah, well, when you got nice friends, you tend to hang out with those people.
What a
life. I'll tell you what. And a lot of sunscreen, so I'm not sunburned. We saw the two-homer game. We saw the robbed catch. Many more highlights to come, but more impressive for you, the home run at his neck or the robbed home run?
Yeah, that's the question. I'll say the robbed home run, because I've known that dude's a monster, right? You guys have shook his hand. You know what a mutant that 22-year-old is, and we've heard all the stories. We've seen all the highlights from the minor leagues to college. The guy can pound the baseball. But I don't remember a highlight of him doing that. In fact, I don't remember a single highlight of Jack Caglione defensively. And yet, that play that he made yesterday is one of the... I mean, it's the best outfield catch of the season. So, you know, a guy that's not an outfielder, a guy that's a pitcher, basically just made the best defensive play of any Royals outfielder 78 games into the season. Again, if you want me to flip on the optimism, look no further than Jack Caglione. Also, look no further than what the A's Nick Kurse is doing, right? After a bumpy first month, month and a half in the big leagues, that dude's just hitting walk-off bombs left and right, hitting tanks. That's what's coming. You know, Cags in August and September, you know, maybe this is the fan in me, but Cags is going to be a force. Cags is going to be a star. Major League Baseball is doing everything they can to make sure that everyone is aware of Jack Caglione, that he is a star in the making. If J.J. Piccolo in this front office can just go bring in that, easier said than done, but that's the job.
Right.
If they can bring in that number five hitter to fit in between Vinny and Cags, allow Salvi to drop down to the seven spot, and consolidate the Waters, Rave, Canna, Lofton, consolidate those four players down to one spot in the lineup rather than two. Instead of those four guys getting the 7 and 8 spot, give them the 8 spot. Give me Cags, Vinny, a new bat, Salvi in the 7 spot, and this team should be good enough to find themselves there in the end. But like I've said, we all know the potential of this offense. We're just waiting to see some consistency.
When do we stop talking about potential and say this is what it is, though? Like, where do you have that kind of line drawn?
Yeah, I mean, you can do that really whenever.
Okay.
I mean, it's fair if you want to say that right now. Because, again, Vinny Pasquantino, 92 at-bats with a runner in scoring position. Nobody in baseball has more. He's hitting a .196. I believe he's better than that, but again, 92 at-bats with a runner in scoring position almost halfway through the season. I can't sit here and say I promise that it's going to turn around for right. Vinny. I promise that Bobby's going to be an MVP. I believe that's going to happen, but that's me. That's up to the individual fan. If you want to believe that we've seen the Royals at their best, go for it. To me, the best game they played was on Friday. So, you know, it took them 76 games before they played a true, well-rounded, six-tooled game. Great starting pitching, relieving defense, base running offense, and they showed some mental toughness, some togetherness we haven't seen all that often. So I'm going to point to that and say if it took them this long to play their best, sky's the limit moving forward.
Vern, I'm sure you addressed on your postgame show, you have any issues with Lugo getting pulled?
No. With Lefty in Arise and Sheets due up with one down and a man in scoring position, you dive into Lugo's numbers this season. Third time through, his OPS is almost 800. Against lefties, his OPS is much higher than it is against righties. Again, like we talked about last week, all the numbers pointed to go to your bullpen. And when all the numbers, when it's more than a 50-50 coin flip, when all the numbers point to go to your bullpen, Q's going to follow those numbers more times than not. I thought that was the right move yesterday. Seth Lugo obviously did not agree, and Angel Zerpa did not get the job done.
No, I didn't agree either, Vern. I would have left him in. Sometimes I don't really care what the numbers say. You know how I feel about that.
Sure.
And I just felt like yesterday was one of those gut things. Like, yeah, you got the first guy. Okay, gave up a double. So what? The guy's got 85 pitches he can throw at you. Nobody knows what's coming. He's a masterful genius out there. Let him continue to go.
Yeah, certainly fair. Angel Zerpa's been better of late, yet to give up an earned run in the month of June, but you know, Seth Lugo's your big money guy. I think that's fair, but as I'm going along with the game, knowing Zerpa's up in the bullpen, back-to-back lefties and a man in scoring position, Royals hanging on to a 2-0 lead there in the seventh inning, I wasn't surprised by it. Doesn't mean that I always agree with Q following the numbers, but I certainly wasn't outraged when I could see down the line that he was going to trust the numbers there in the seventh.
Lugo's an interesting also to me because, again, purgatory, right? What do we do with Lugo? Like, if you have an opportunity to move him, I think you have to explore that opportunity. I also understand hanging out and staying with Lugo right now. But I think sure. You have an opportunity with the limited trade market out there to maybe get some good stuff back and help your farm system a little bit. How do you handle Lugo over the next 30 days or so to the trade deadline?
I don't think trading Seth Lugo means that you're waving the white flag.
I don't either, yes.
No, it's similar to Jack Flaherty last season with the Detroit Tigers, even though they were even more out of it than the Royals are sitting here at just two games below 500. Shoot, the Tigers even brought Jack Flaherty back in free agency. And I don't see that happening with Seth Lugo because of the contract he just signed Michael Wacha to. Now, Seth Lugo's time in Kansas City, I would believe, is going to be over in about 3 months from now. And he admitted over this road trip that finger issue that landed him on the IL, that's something that he's just going to have to deal with for the rest of the season. The only way that's a finger strain issue is going to truly subside as with an elongated break. So that's not going away until the offseason. So there's another aspect to throw into the backdrop of every single Seth Lugo start from here on out. You're right about the farm system because if you think about, okay, we're moving Seth Lugo, who's going to be interested in a two-month rental of a starting pitcher? It's certainly not a bad team.
Right.
So if you're moving Seth Lugo, it's to a good team, and I can't imagine a good team has so many good bats that they're willing to part with one. They're a good team, so they're probably going to part with prospects. So I agree with you there. If you're moving Seth Lugo, I wouldn't sit around trying to find a trade partner that has a bat, right, that you could put in between Vinny and Cags. I don't think it's going to work out that perfectly, a one-for-one. It'd be great if it did. Furthermore, the only way you move Seth Lugo if you're J.J. Piccolo in this front office is if you are very confident that Cole Reagans will be back to being Cole Reagans at the end of July, at the beginning of August, sometime around then. If they move Seth Lugo, that's, to me, a good sign about the long-term health of Cole Reagans because right now, you know, I don't know if you can cover it. The Tigers were able to cover trading Jack Flaherty because of their pitching chaos that A.J. Hinch unleashed with that bullpen. Royals move Seth Lugo. Cole Reagans is the obvious choice to help them cover it, but if it's not Reagans, you know, if you move Lugo in the next few weeks, you know, you got a month before Cole Reagans likely returns. How do you cover it? I don't think you can do bullpen games like the Tigers did. It doesn't appear as if Kyle Wright's ready. Rich Hill had his first clunker as a member of the organization, so the 45-year-old might be able to give you a start or two, but is he enough to allow you to make it all the way to October without Seth Lugo? Yeah, it's an interesting balance, but like we mentioned, I do think you can do both. I do think you can allow Seth Lugo to help the team and not let him walk for nothing in a couple of months.
Right.
You can part with Seth Lugo and still add a bat. It's going to be a tricky dance for JJ, but again, that's why he's paid what he is.
No doubt. Vern, I want to bring up the next couple series because you have what you would think is a playoff series against Tampa Bay. They're ahead of you in the wild card standings. They're a damn good ball club as well, as they always seem to be. And you don't want to overlook them, even though you have the Dodgers on the backside, which brings in Ohtani and that extremely talented team as well. So I ask you this, bigger series to prove against the Tampa Bay Rays or the Los Angeles Dodgers?
Well, you got to win both of them.
Right.
You know, give me a winning homestand. This isn't a, hey, they're the Dodgers, so I'll be happy to win one. Give me a 500 homestand. I'm not going for it. Look, you're a 500 team at home this season. That's not good enough. So start rectifying that issue. Give me 2 of 3 against Tampa. Give me 2 of 3 against the Dodgers. You went 0-for-6 on the last homestand. We have to change the expectations somewhere. What better time than now? I mean, hopefully you get to see Shohei on the mound coming up this weekend. It should be a fun homestand, likely a miserably hot homestand, but it's going to be quite the test. No doubt. I mean, all the way until the All-Star break, man. This team, would I be shocked if they hit the All-Star game above 500? No. Would I be floored if they hit the All-Star game 6 games below 500? No.
Vern, do we know who the Revolutionary War gentleman was interviewing Vargas?
Oh, no, no. Do you have bad news about him?
No!
Did we lose him?
No, we have no news about him. That's the problem.
Yeah, we don't know who he is.
No, but hasn't the... haven't we been searching for that guy for like half a decade now?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in that telephone booth with Bill and Ted.
I don't know. I believe he is... a descendant of Thomas Jefferson.
Okay.
Yeah. So you know baseball more than anybody in this entire building. And I want to ask this, with Ohtani pitching the one inning yesterday, they have an off day today. Would that line him up for Friday or Saturday?
Yeah. I don't know if he's on a 5-day schedule because he's more of an opener than a stretched out starter. So, well, honestly, if you've been following that thing, it's up to Shohei. He's the one making his decision, or he's the one telling Dave Roberts, hey, I'm ready to go. Put me on the mound. You know, I can't take a rehab assignment because you need me in the lineup. I'm your leadoff hitter, and I'm ready to throw. I want to face big league hitters, so put me out there. And I'm certainly hoping so, man. Nothing better than seeing the greatest baseball player arguably of all time doing something that nobody's ever done. For that to happen at Kauffman Stadium, man, get your popcorn ready.
What's better popcorn flavor, Ohtani versus Jack or Ohtani versus Bobby?
Oh, boy. Ohtani versus Bobby. Bobby's the better hitter right now, so that'll be a better battle. But if Ohtani leaves, you know, 97 in the middle, Cags might have his first Kauffman Stadium home run. Either way, that's going to be fun. And, you know, just the battle of Ohtani against whatever, Jack Tani or whatever they were calling him coming out of college. Yeah, listening to Jack over the weekend talk with Steve Stewart on the network, you know, he doesn't hide it, and he's said this since spring training. He's still maintaining that arm, still working on you know, talking with Michael Lorenzen on how to take care of that arm to prepare himself to possibly pitch down the line. We did see him use that arm, throw into third base back on Saturday, a throw that was clocked, I heard, at 100 miles per hour. So it's still there for Jack. I can't wait to see spring training next year if he gets up on the bump.
And the good thing is, if this goes into the sixth inning of a wild card game, Ned would put him in the pitch.
Hey, I did not disagree with that decision to call him Donald.
No,
it made sense. It the did, guy throws 100.
Yes, you're 100%. And it was thought out, too. It wasn't just a whim. I was just taking a joke.
I was
shot
ready,
there,
man,
yeah.
on that wild card. I was going on the air. I was going to defend Ned Yost. Thankfully, the boys picked me up, and I didn't have to play villain. Yeah, we just got to celebrate.
But the backstory of that is really unique and remarkable. Like that was the plan going in. They knew Big Game James was going to give him 5 innings, and they knew 7, 8, 9. And they needed somebody in the sixth. Well, let's go with Yo. What the hell? Let's see what he can do. And it made sense on paper, and they went with it. It just didn't work. Some of the best laid plans, you know?
Yeah, and then Brandon Moss comes here. Brandon Moss, a lot like Martin Maldonado and Carlos Santana, they kill the Royals in every single jersey, and then they put the Royals jersey on and stink.
Yeah, it's Brandon Moss stunk out loud. Did he even make the whole season here?
I think so, just because of the contract.
Okay.
I think he finished 27. No, maybe they traded him. They may have traded him away midway through that
season. I think you're right. I think they did trade him.
He was a nice guy, though.
Yeah, just not a nice guy in an A's uniform, that's for sure. Vern, before we let you go, I want to ask you this. If they do stink it up on this homestand, are they immediately sellers?
A week from now.
A week from today, let's say they go 1-5 on this homestand.
No. Okay. Not immediately sellers because of the third wild card, which, you know, we could have a debate about. But no, I mean, that would probably put them, 4 or 5 games below 500. I guess I would need to see the landscape. But I would still probably say no. You know, so long as they remained healthy. No, man, I don't want to talk like that. No. So I'm going to say
no. Good. Well, Vern, we'll be ready for you coming up on Tuesday. What do you got for the show on Tuesday before the Rays game?
And real quick, talking about the Royals being sellers, other than Salvador Perez, there isn't a ton for them to sell. There's Michael Lorenzen. Do you really think they're going to trade Salvador Perez? So outside of Seth Lugo, nothing necessarily that other teams are going to come banging down the door to acquire. At least nothing that you're, in my opinion, going to be willing to part with. Coming up this week, we're giving away a pair of tickets to see Royals Pirates with the Cole Reagans bobblehead, and we'll be live at Kauffman Stadium. Coming up tomorrow, please swing by, say hi at the booth out there on the concourse level right across from the Diamond Club. I'll be out there before and after every game.
All right, man, let's get out of purgatory and get into the heavenly part of the season, if you know what I mean.
Let's go, Vern.
We appreciate the time. Love you as always, and we'll be listening tomorrow night.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Vern. Josh Vern, you're our Royals insider here on 96.5 The Fan, so no negative talks here. Fully positive. But I do like what he said. You got to go 4-2 in the homestand. Yeah. That's a tough, tough 4-2, man. Tampa Bay and Dodgers, man.
You look at like their record, 19-19 at home, you know, 19-19 on the road going into the weekend. Like they were identical with home and road splits and all that kind of stuff. And so you're supposed to be better at home than you are on the road. So they need to get it figured out. And he mentioned Jack hitting that first home run at Kauffman Stadium. My friend Joe bought those tickets, you know, to sit out there to try to get Jack Caglione's home run ball. So hopefully, you know, he hits one this weekend or this week and Kauffman Stadium gets to see all that. Shout out to Joe's kids. They're headed to Branson for a basketball tournament today. The Lady Bulldogs from Odessa going down for a big tournament, so they got that going on. Then he's coming back and going to catch Jack Caglione's home run ball. He said to sell it to Dusty for $1 million.
Oh, my. Well, see you in 40 years. Coming up on the other side, speaking of $1 million, this guy got paid immediately, and we asked, what would you do if you got that sort of money? 913-586-7965. We'll be right back here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. The music you're hearing is Mac Morey and Drew Nixon's Beatbox Challenge. The Beatbox Boys. Maybe we'll get one of those shows this weekend. We got to go to St. Joe for a show. I'll talk to the boss today, see if we can get a Saturday.
Dude, let's do it.
Okay.
Have fun.
I would love it. I knew that was coming. It is fun for some of us. We'll sweat, but it'll be awesome.
Yeah, it's real fun when you're out there and it's a lightning storm and nobody gets you and you're under a tent with metal poles all around you with electrical equipment. Having the time of my life.
But he won't get that. He won't get that reference if he doesn't do it.
No, for him, he should definitely go. Yes, we'll meet you up there.
Yeah, okay. I'll be waiting.
No, all right, shotgun, you can just drive.
Sweet.
I'll meet you at the station, and we'll go north. Be a fun time.
I would love it.
Yeah. No, I'll talk to the boss today because I have my meeting.
Oh, no internet either. You won't have any internet out there.
So, and then, hey, guys, we got Sky Moore for you today.
Yeah.
Right.
Can't wait to get that player.
Who?
Although that could be a fun interview, though, if you think about it.
Oh, we can find some angles.
Oh, yeah. Or we get like Joshua Simmons and we get to see the, you know, play the audio. Yeah, I really don't like that pick. Yeah. What do you think about this?
Yeah. Couple more guys. Yeah. Thanks, Brad.
But we did see that Travis Hunter got a lot of money for a signing bonus, right? Got it all full up front.
Every dime up front, brother. Could you imagine getting that like right into your bank account, direct deposited?
That's why half of it to your wife.
Yeah. That's and half to the government. So you got nothing essentially. But when it's all said and done, this is why you need to have these facilities where you can generate money, because Jacksonville just had to scratch a $30 million check to this guy, right? Mm-hmm. Like that ain't in three easy installments. They didn't pay with Klarna or, you know, PayPal as you go, or, you know, what's his name? Will Ferrell's not out there singing, "I can pay my own way." No, you got to write that check. You got to have that money ready to go. And so he gives him that check for $30-some million. The government gets half, wife gives half, you know, the whole thing. So you're left with nothing.
Nixon five.
Yeah, exactly. What are you buying? What's like the first thing you're going to buy? Because for me, it's simple. I am buying timeshare on a jet because I am not flying commercial again.
It's a good one.
Well, we know that from all the Richard of the Weeks.
Like, if I had any sort of money whatsoever, I would do that now to eliminate the need to fly.
Yeah, you'd have been at the lake house and back in about 20 minutes.
I would have had a helicopter and all that kind of stuff.
Just don't take a hot air balloon.
No, can't do that.
Little video this weekend in Brazil.
Oh, did something happen down there?
Oh, it was like 21 people in a hot air balloon. It blew up in the sky and crashed.
In one hot air balloon, there were 21 people?
Something like that. It blew up in Brazil and crashed.
You don't put 21 people in a hot air balloon.
You don't put one person in a hot air balloon.
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing? Have you ever been in one?
No, and I never will.
I think my wife took a hot air balloon ride one time. Ended up in Oz.
I could barely get on a flight. My legs look like Chet Holmgren's in the
Are
fourth.
You afraid of heights?
To a certain degree. Like if I'm on the Bamba, like I'm not looking down.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I rode the Stratosphere Hotel.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Shot it straight in the sky. I was like one of those viral videos. Oh, I had like
chance.
I had like pre-plum drop voice going off. Like,
so you're not afraid of heights, though, if you're doing stuff like that.
Well, I was also inebriated in Vegas on my 21st birthday. So I was like, yeah, let's do it. You only live once. I won't feel it. Like, boy, did I sober up quickly.
Does flying scare you, though? Being
terrified.
Terrified
of flying.
Okay.
I'll be going on a trip to the Gulf Shores in the middle of July here in about a month. The flight leaves at 8:00 in the morning. I will get to the airport 2 hours early just so I can get a six pack down before I get on the flight.
You're that scared of flying.
Terrified.
Wow. Okay. So terrified. Are you scared of heights?
I've had several nightmares of dying in an airplane.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. That's deep then. Yeah. No, I have airport anxiety and I'm not scared of heights, but I'm not scared of planes. If that makes sense.
Yeah. I'm not scared of flying. I'm not scared of being up high and inside. But like if I'm outside in the open air,
it's Tuesday.
Yeah, that is tomorrow. But like at national parks, if like the Grand Canyon, I can't get that close, right?
Oh, gotcha.
I get kind of like I don't want to.
So the edge.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that until like 2015. I think was the year 2015 or 14, because the Royals were good. And I remember we were out for our baseball trip in San Francisco. We're like, let's rent bikes and ride across the Golden Gate Bridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I've never pedaled so fast in my life to get to the other side of that bridge. And that's the first time I realized. So about 10 years ago, I realized, like, it's not a fear of heights as it is a fear of being outside and high. That didn't come out right either, though.
Okay. Go ahead and mark that one. The other thing that gives me a lot of fear is, like, an overcrowded elevator or the elevators in this building. I have not ridden the elevator in this building since pre-COVID.
No.
But if I could buy anything, it'd be a house in Myrtle Beach.
Okay, that's good. I like the second house. One. I like the locations where people pick.
I would have a house in Myrtle Beach with a golf membership because I'd have all that money. Or I would have a place in like Winnebago and a pontoon boat. And I would just, hey, Dusty, what are you doing this week? Come on down.
Yeah.
I would love nothing more than to have a lake house and just host people. I wouldn't care. Like,
dream,
like, oh, that would get annoying. Like, no. Like, hey, Bob and Mac are calling me. It's Friday afternoon. Just come on over. I don't care. Just show up. stay the night, do whatever you need to do. Wake up in the morning, and I got Norm MacDonald out there going, "Hey, Dusty, oh wait, he's on the air."
Right. But that's the beauty of the Lake House. Like at Tammy's this weekend, oh, right? Great. There's people on the floor in a sleeping bag. You're stepping. You don't know who these people are, but everybody's having a good time, right? Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. What are you buying, Mac? A new NBA video game? Or
yeah, Lake House, and then I would
subscription
say,
to Semi-Pro Football Out of Focus.
I've already got that, and then I would say House on the Mountains in Colorado. To
you're a big slopes guy.
Yeah, I love skiing. You're that's my skier? Favorite. Favorite outdoor activity.
What's your favorite slope around here? Like Weston?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, favorite outdoor activity for sure would be skiing. So yeah, it'd be water skiing and snow skiing. That'd be it. Lake House and Mountain House.
So your like ideal job would be like the Broncos football insider / Nuggets insider / I have a condo and.
Besides the fact that it's the Donkeys, yeah, that's pretty nice.
You get the Chiefs once a year.
That's true.
You get the NBA and you get the NFL.
Yeah, the NBA.
Yeah. Nice. And Jokic. You can lean into like the Chiefs love. Yeah, Jokic wouldn't be there by then.
Yeah, that's fair. You're right. Yeah. That's true.
You'd have like maybe Jokic's son.
Yeah, I could lean into the Chiefs thing, make that my sort of stick. Yeah, everyone doesn't like me. I'm skiing on the weekends. Yeah, that's
sending
it.
Sending pictures of the Oakley goggles like, see you later, Broncos fans.
Yeah.
Going down faster than your season when Mahomes comes to town. Hate this guy, but this I listen to him. Yeah, house on the beach or house on the lake. I don't know which one's better.
Ugh. Where you want to be in that moment. It would be nice to have one everywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
Well, that's what we always ask. Do you want like the mountain house? It's like the cool picture of the snow falling with the fire and all the heavy blankets. Do you want the beach house? It's like on the coast where you just have like nothing. Or do you want the lake house? It's like a gazillionaire's house and you have a pontoon boat. You got a nice dock and everything like that. It's like, yes to all.
Yeah.
You know,
you want it all. Where do I want to be in the winter? Where do I want to be in the summer? Yeah. Where do I want to be in the spring? Like, yeah.
Yeah. Cause I was talking to Emily and she was in Arizona and she's like, you wouldn't be able to stand this heat down here. It's like 109. I was like, I love the heat.
Yeah.
I'll be at the driving range today. Got a big golf tournament on Friday. Got to get ready for it.
So I don't mind the heat. I mind the humidity. When it gets, when it's here and it's like just like it's 100 degrees and they've poured hot water on top of you, I'm out on that.
Well, it's like
but dry heat doesn't bother me.
Well, Sarah Clean Lady was like, are you going to go?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand.
Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
For the Dodgers game this weekend, and I was like, oh, I might go to one of them. She goes, we're trying to look. She goes, I think we're going to do a Friday. She's like, we're trying to figure out where we sit, where it's in the shade. It's at third base side. She's like, thanks for the advice. She's, we don't want to sweat and burn. I was like, well, get on the third base side. Get as close as you can to home plate between third and home. You'll be in the shade for most of the game.
And then up.
Up. Get that indoor or outdoor
get that middle
breeze.
Level.
No doubt about it. Coming up on the other side, there's a couple milestones today. Plus, it was a Royals weekend that ended with a 4-2 winning record on the road, but kind of feels a little like you got some hope dissipated towards the end. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.